CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor, Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Genoa to report on the climate and the weather here in summertime. Italy rich with tourism and opportunities, but it's hot. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. You're in Genoa in the north. It's not supposed to be so hot, but I first want to check on Sicily. We last talked about eastern Sicily suffering a drought, damaging the crop, which is important to the people of Sicily and the people of Italy and the whole Mediterranean basin. Is the drought continuing? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Unfortunately, the drought continues in Sicily, and temperatures are always again above 104 Fahrenheit. So, in my opinion, this is a point of attention because it's a clear evidence of the climate change. Let me tell you that for the first time, they started to do the harvest of grapes during the month of July. Never happened before. Why? Because of the high temperature and because of the lack of water. I think in one of the last interviews, I told you that the amount of water that fell in Sicily across the latest 12 months is one-fourth of the normal water rainfall that comes from the sky during the year. So they are finishing the reservoir of water of the lake, and I don't know what will happen. But let me tell you that even in the north, the temperature are going up, the humidity level is going up. I can tell you that yesterday when I arrived in Genoa, temperature and humidity were really unbearable, a sort of a tropical, I would say equatorial weather.
The weather, and we turn now to the political weather. I note that Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is headed to China for visits and trade talks with China. Now, I recall you reporting, and it was a big news in Europe a year ago or so, the Meloni government canceled the Belt and Road commitment that previous governments had made with China. And that was seen as a bold maneuver by Italy to cut off from China. Since then, we've learned that the Chinese economy is in very bad straits, much worse than anything in Europe. But Meloni's going to look for business. Is this a good thing? Does Italy need Chinese business?
Absolutely, we need Chinese business, and also China needs our products. Let me tell you that the Chinese are very fond of our product, not only fashion, luxury things, but also the product of our agricultural value chain. I know that, for example, wine is now becoming an important point of export for Italy. And, you know, the Belt Road was an agreement signed by Italy, the only country in Europe having signed such an agreement during the Conte government. And there was a kind of soft detachment from such an agreement when the agreement arrived to the expiration. And it was prepared at the end of this agreement by several talks that occurred with the visit of our minister, foreign minister particularly. So I think that now the visit of Giorgia Meloni is a part of restoring that dialogue at very top level between the two countries, considering also that Italy have a very important and large community of Chinese living across all the peninsula, from the very north to the very far south, in the big town and also in the small town.
News from Milan. The center-right governor of Italy's northwestern region of Liguria has resigned months after being arrested as part of a corruption investigation. What's this about? Is this unusual?
No, well, unusual. Let me tell you, after a period of nothing about corruption in Italy, this story around the governor of Liguria, Giovanni Totteri, that, by the way, I know him personally, is a very good man. Politically speaking, I think he's a clever man. And let me tell you that together with the mayor of Genoa, Mr. Bucci, they did quite a lot to, let's say, restart the region under several aspects, including the urbanistic aspect, including the development of the economy, not only based on tourism and so on, trying to export a model of Genoa out of Genoa, So I'm pretty sorry that if fall into such a case, we'll see what he did wrong. Likely this was a story of money that, by the way, was in voice, so it's a transparent money, that supported his electoral campaign when he became, for the second time, governor of Liguria. He was arrested at his home for a couple of months, and of course he was put in a sort of cul-de-sac, because if he wants to defend himself, he needs to be free to move. And second time, without the governor, all the activities of the region, I would say, are not paralyzed, but they cannot proceed as they can proceed. So there will be new election, pretty short, announced by the region, very likely in the fall season.
We go to the south of Italy, the Bay of Naples, Baia. Baia's underwater. What have they discovered at Lorenzo?
They discovered fantastic mosaic. Let me tell you, it's not the first discovery. It's a continuous discovery of mosaic that were the pavement of beautiful villas built by the Roma. That area is a fantastic area. It's close by Pompeii, the famous archaeological site. Pompeii was preserved by the ash of the volcano eruption, and Baia was preserved by the other natural phenomena, which is the movement of the earth that goes below the level time by time, and the water of the sea covered part of this well-developed and civilized area at the time of Romans. Why? Because of the beauty of that area, the richness of the campaign, and the reach of fresh water and thermal bath. So a place to be for the Romans thousands of years ago.
And they're bringing the marble floor up a piece at a time. I guess they're going to rebuild what they can of the villas that were... This is 3rd century A.D., so we're looking...
Yes, the activities of the archaeological expert is to bring again back to the museum those fantastic mosaics, because they are masterpieces. If you think when they have been conceived and built, clearly is a clear example of the creativity and also the innovation that the Romans and the culture of classical Roman times developed for the benefit of those that came afterwards.
And finally, we speak of you traveling to Switzerland each summer to inspect the snowfall. We want to know whether there's snow on the mountain peaks. And you'll have to report on, this is important for the water, agricultural water in Italy. I learned this from Lorenzo 2 years ago when there was no snow on the peaks. Do you know, is there snow on the peaks now, Lorenzo? We have a few seconds.
Yes, there is still snow on the peaks. We had snow storm until, let's say, mid of June. So the level of snow this year on the Alps is a good level, which is important right. To support the irrigation and so on. But I will speak about it in the next interview, when I will be back from Switzerland,
wonderful.
If I will go.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. This last year was the hottest year ever recorded on planet Earth. That's why we watch the snow. I'm John Bachelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.